26 before 8 o'clock. You up for a little trip? What do you say? We go south of the border. Vamos, muchachos. Venga conmigo. A la tierra de la muerte.
Go to the land of the dead. It was there that Estelle and I spent a very, very blessed vacation. We landed in Acapulco, and then we chartered a very small little plane and went deep, 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 deep into the Mexican Badlands because we wanted to get to know the people and learn their language, and, boy, I love them burritos. Well, we stayed there for a week, and we get the charter plane. The guy meets us back at the airport, and we're about ready to get on when suddenly I hear hoofbeats behind me. And there's this guy with rows of bullets crisscrossing his chest. He said, "Hola, gringo, get away from the plane." I said, "My God." He said, "My name is Juan Quirón de Vega. I am the most notorious of all Mexican banditos, and my horse is sick. And I see on your credit card that you use at the hotel, you have Nino Grismanelli, M.D. I said, "Well, yeah, but I'm not a veterinarian. I'm a medical man, an internist, for crying out loud." He said, "I don't care. You know medicine. You can fix my horse." I said, "Oh, my God." He said, "Come on, gringo." I said, "But there's a way." He said, "Come on." He cocked that gun. I said, "All right, I'm coming." He said, "Keep in mind, gringo. You operate on my horse. If the horse dies, you die." I thought, "Oh, God." So he took me down the road, and sure enough, there his horse was lying there in a stable. I listened with my stethoscope, and already the horse was dead. So what am I going to do? Look up into this guy's Winchester and say, "Sorry, your horse is dead. I got to go." Blam! You know, I'd be history. So I said, "Quick, Estelle, get me the suitcase. I have some of my instruments in there. I have to operate." And so I said, "Stand back. Don't breathe on the wound." And so I performed a procedure, sewed him up, and I said, "Listen for yourself." And sure enough, the guy took the tether. He could hear the definite beating. I said, "He'll come to in a couple hours. Now, please, take us back to the plane." And we got back to the plane. Estelle's looking through her luggage. She goes, "Honey, where's my alarm clock?" I said, "Shut up, Estelle, and get on the plane." It's after 7 with the Greaseman here. It's a rainy day. Soon it's going to